WrestleMania Night 2, 2023. I got all the reactions and highlights from everything next. What's up, everybody? Hopefully by now you checked out the other recent shows where I just, you know, gave my reaction to Stand and Deliver Night 1 of WrestleMania. If you haven't, what the hell are you waiting for? Why in the bluest hells have you not? You're welcome, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, for that one. You know, check them out. Share the hell out of them. Share the hell out of this one. Again, the links are on Facebook under the name of the show, the YouTube under the channel, Rumble under the name of the show, like all of that. Twitter, Wrestling Ski, just find them. Share the hell out of them. It helps everything. Personally, once again, want to say that I said it on socials and stuff. And on the other one, I thought Night 1 was the superior show as a whole. You could fight me, but I thought they did a lot better on Night 1 overall. Personally, like a lot better. The stories were there. Better matches were there. I'll tell you exactly why I feel that way. But I thought Night 1 was better. And I think that was the case last year, too, if I remember correctly. Again, they started out with The Fiend getting turned on. Then, well, like, so we know Sold getting bounced off a table, but one RKO put him out. Makes sense. Yeah, we're back to that. Started out with Brock Lesnar defeating Omos. Omos dominated for 5 minutes, and then wham, bam, Brock hits German at F5 and gets the win after just one F5. So overwhelming starts both nights, you know, between Cena and Theory and then that. And then we saw what Brock did on Raw. So apparently he's not going anywhere, you know, just yet. But, you know, I don't think anyone was excited going into it. And I don't think anyone's excited about it leaving it either. So it sucks, but it is what it is. Women's Showcase match, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler defeat Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. Natalya and Shotzi and Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville. And I guess everyone got their spots in Charlotte. Yeah. Natty got her, you know, twofer on a sharpshooter. Yeah, everyone got to do their stuff. My big takeaway is Shayna, I mean, she was just plopped down the corner while the ending happened, so it looks like she legit hurt her knee. She didn't look right, and, you know, her and Ronda stole it after only being in there for like 30 seconds. And then, even though they do that, suddenly there's Liv and Raquel having a number one contenders match against Damage Control on Raw, so they lose. But, you know, just proves that what the hell was it even for? Like, the Street Profits get a title match, and then the losers, one of the losers of that match gets number one contenders match and all of that. Granted, could have been different if Shayna didn't hurt her knee. I'm guessing she really did. Possibly. Do I have faith in them to actually have that planned out? Hell no. But very underwhelming and pointless, really. Then after that, we have Lashley come out, celebrate winning the Andre Battle Royal from SmackDown. I got nothing there. That was just, I couldn't throw something together besides that. I don't get it. I don't like it. It's just the way it is. Gunther defeated Drew McIntyre and Sheamus to retain the Intercontinental Championship. That one. That was the match that stole. We knew they were going to beat the hell out of each other. When did they ever? Their chest looked bad. Real quick, fast, and in a hurry, but that's exactly what we expected. I will say Drew shouldn't wear that much white again. But it all ended, you know, in one of the ways we all thought. I really thought the only other option was Sheamus, just, you know, to give him the Triple Crown, because we've heard Miz and everyone else mention enough times about being a Triple Crown champ. It'd be cool to see him actually get it, but they beat the living hell out of each other. Standing ovations throughout from fans, Michael Cole, like you name it, everyone was up, and it was fantastic. Little thing, you could tell Sheamus forgot where to have his feet after, it was either a brogue or a knee to Gunther, so Drew could pull him out of the ring and break up the count. Third thing going on, never see him do it. That was just a little thing that I noticed in it, but it was the amazing fight and the ass-whooping that we all expected it to be. We knew it wasn't going to be this big technical thing. It was just going to be three guys beating the bejesus out of each other, and it delivered. So now if that's done, I do want to see. Hopefully it's not Sheamus and Drew again, because we've seen them do that enough the last couple of years. But I do want to see what they're going to do with Gunther going forward and that championship. Because he's just having barn burners with everybody, in my opinion. And that's not a bad thing. So let's see where it goes from there. But that match absolutely delivered. No offense to anyone else in the night. That was great. And it's everything we wanted it to be. So kudos to them. Appreciate them. You know, they didn't feel good after that. You haven't watched it on why the hell you haven't watched it. At least go back and watch it. Actually beat the hell out of each other. And I enjoyed it. So good to see. Thanks for you. That was the pick me up after a whole lot of just, ugh. So kudos to them. Bianca Belair beat Asuka to remain Raw Women's Champion. I mean, we all saw it coming. Yeah, we did. So it sucks. And it sucks because they put together a great match. I mean, they put a really good match. And maybe it's just I wanted to see Asuka finally get, you know, a big one in a situation that mattered at WrestleMania. Because look at her first one when she was like the hottest thing on the planet. And she lost to Charlotte and then got wasted. Kind of like Shin lost his match to AJ. And then, you know, sorry, no English. And all that started, and he was, you know, wasted for years on end. Even when they put him in stuff like that, it was still a waste. Criminally, like, it should have been a waste. But, you know, maybe I just wanted to see Asuka have the moment. Maybe one day she will. But regardless, it was a hell of a good match. We'll see where Asuka goes from here, see where Bianca goes from here, see who they're going to have a feud with. Because, yeah, I mean, it was Becky, and then Bailey, and now Asuka. You know, are they going to have be the next one when anything big that showed up last night? So we got to wait and see. But still thought they put together a great match. And we'll, again, see what Bianca, where she goes next. But we all knew that they weren't going to have like Bianca heel turn and Asuka go back face after this long. So I don't get it. You know, where they're going to go with it. And we all knew she was going to win going in. Small sliver of me was hoping there's maybe Bianca would finally lose, but that proved we're not going to see that happen anytime soon. So, I mean, it's not like she doesn't put in the work and she's not great. She is, but yeah, you know, it's literally just been the same thing for forever. And that's in part I don't like, but Snoop makes Shane versus Miz. Shane gets a hell of a pop before he goes down. Snoop throws two bombs at Miz. Worst people's elbow of all time. So congratulations to the Miz. I do agree with him on that. I'm going, ugh. I want to know what Miz said after Snoop dropped that elbow on him because his head popped up and he was saying something. Like to know what he was saying, but Snoop gets the win. Yay. And there's that. Edge defeated the Demon Finn Balor. Still don't know how to feel about Edge's, you know, entrance before his normal entrance and that mirror, like all of that. Probably from something that I don't watch because I don't get to watch anything really. I'm always catching up on stuff. Wrestling, racing, all kinds. You know, I watch some softball every once in a while. But didn't like it. Was hoping that, you know, the Christian and as we knew, Gangrel was there. They're going to do, you know, the brood thing. But it is what it is. I liked seeing Finn have the demon back, put together a great match, good story, beat the hell out of each other. Wish they would have done it earlier, not drug it out for what? A whole damned year. Wish they wouldn't have done that. But, you know, at least hopefully this means it's finally done and Edge could move on these last couple months. If we only have him for 4 months, it's a shame that they wasted a whole year on that. But, you know, what are we going to do? They got us a Hell in a Cell that was normal colored so you could see everything. A lot of colored, you know, chairs and objects in the ring, but it's easier to see that than that giant monstrosity when it was red. It was just ugly. And kudos to Finn on finishing the match because that ladder caught him flush. And you know that hurt, and that was a big-ass gash. I have it if you want to see it. Across the top of his head. But with Edge getting the win, hopefully after that concerto, it's finally dead. And we don't have to see any more stupid between the Judgment Day and Edge. We can only hope. But if this is really the end, I was hoping to see him work with more people, not just a whole year doing really this and not even having, you know, a lot of matches or anything. So hopefully he goes into the last, you know, bit there and calls it a day. You know, hopefully he doesn't call it a day, but hopefully we get to see him with a bunch of different people until that point, just because, you know, he still has it. He's super talented. He's one of the greatest ever, and he could still go. So why not? Don't like them wasting it, but it is what it is. And then Roman Reigns defeated Cody Rhodes to remain the undisputed WWE Universal Champion. I did like, you know, Don Huber, little Brody, you know, getting presented Cody's weight belt before the match, you know, AKA, you know, negative one in the Dark Order. You know, that was a nice moment to see him there and all that. You know, here's the belt because we all know, you know, Dad Brody Lee and AEW passed, all that. So it was a nice little moment there. I didn't think the piano entrance, you know, intro for Roman's entrance added anything to the damn thing except just killing time. And then it was much of the usual. I mean, they put together a great match. They told a great story. There were false finishes, but Solo continuously getting involved until he finally got thrown out by the ref, which is, you know, ridiculous. We saw a 1D from the Usos while the ref was down because KO and, you know, for KO and Sammy come out there. Sammy hits a Luma kick on Roman, which was good after everything to see him at least, you know, get another one of those. But, you know, Heyman distracts the ref. Here comes Solo against Samoan Spike, which didn't knock Cody down. He stammered around. Roman hits a spear. Yeah, that's all she wrote. It was a great time for them to finally pull the trigger. Maybe, you know, no one wants to see him win at SummerSlam. People want to see him win at WrestleMania and end the story without so much stupid. Like, that's everyone's biggest problem with it. Like, I was just all, it's mundane. You know, it's all been the same thing. And then Sammy got there and added something to it. Now Sammy's gone. It's literally just the same thing on repeat. Sorry. He needs to end. He needs to go away, take a break. You know, and I'm over it. Like, no matter who they put there, the words are different, but the matches and the outcome always end up the same. You know, referee distraction here, there, everywhere, 90 people get involved. And, you know, it's, I don't know. I'm overseeing it so much. You know, it's the same thing on repeat, minus the words to me. And it wouldn't be bad, but it's been going on for so many years now, plural, you know, that, you know, we're going on 3 years. Like, we gotta do something. You know, now we're gonna drag it out to SummerSlam. And it was cool. It was there. We got bored of it. Sammy got in. It was entertaining. He was getting people to break character left and right. Except now it's nothing again. And I think it needs to change, but I guess we have to wait till whenever SummerSlam is this year, and is what it is. But night one was definitely the superior night just because the stories and matches that we got. Sammy and KO deserved the main event of night one, I already said in the other one, but the build and everything that they did around that was so much better than Charlotte and Rhea, so it deserved to be, you know, the main event. I mean, and they even had Dom involved at one point with the Charlotte and Rhea thing. Like, they just wasn't good compared to that. And to everyone crying, again, I already said this, but if you're crying because they didn't get to main event, you know, even though she won, she's guaranteed a main event. Like, she was co-main event. It wasn't the greatest story, and even The Undertaker won the Royal Rumble and was guaranteed a main event at WrestleMania and wasn't in the main event. Seth Rollins opened the show one time. You know, so everyone's saying that, like, go back and look at all the times that they didn't get the main event. You just look like a schmuck when you go around crying about it, because many people haven't. You can put Seth Rollins and The Undertaker in that list. You don't hear them crying. Shut up. But still consider a successful WrestleMania as whole. Sadly, it looks like Vince is back, so I guess we'll see how that goes going forward. I'm not holding my breath, but, you know, we all imagined it was going to happen. We all saw it coming, and here we are. But check out the rest of them. Again, if you didn't see the pre-show stuff, you want to hear the predictions, do that. Dan's on those with me. You want to see what I thought about Stand and Deliver on Night 1? Those are already out, so find them. Don't forget Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, Anchor / Spotify for podcasters, wherever the link comes up, as Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Audible, BitChute, Rumble, CloudHub. Like, it's all over the place, so find it somewhere. But I appreciate all of you. Go on the Anchor, Spotify for podcasters thing. You can leave a voice message and give a financial help to the show to help get trademarks, new cameras, and all of that. But share the hell out of it. Let's set some records. Let's get this thing growing again. It only takes a few seconds to help out like that. I appreciate all of it. Hopefully you enjoyed the weekend, enjoyed the shows. Share the hell one more time. And until we meet again, bye.